Welcome to the BetUS Soccer Channel. I'm Flash, and it's the FA Cup. It's the quarterfinals. The two big guns have avoided each other, which is going to be absolutely brilliant if they can get all the way to the final as well. There is four games. I've basically gone digging into three of the games. We've got a side that really could not got a better draw. We've got Wolves versus Coventry, which is a Midlands derby. Premier League versus a lower league side. But don't be fooled. There's plenty of value to be had now. We are America's favourite sportsbook, so I'd like you to subscribe. And also, I'd like you to ring the bell, which means I'll notify you. And you'll never miss shows like this that are added onto La Liga, Bundesliga, Serie A, and the Premier League, as well as Europa League and obviously the Champions League. But I'd also like to give you offers and bonuses. And if you want any of them, then please type in betustv.com/odds. Now, the chat is down to you. You want any questions during the way that we go with this, because it is fast and furious without the crashes. So make sure you type in, because I won't do a Q&A. I'll just go straight to the best bets once we've done the free. So let's have a little look. Mitch is always here. Always fresh, never soggy. FA or just off day for the Premier League? You say that. But again, you never know what's happening in the FA Cup, because the romance is definitely still alive. Let's have a look at our first game, because this is an absolute cracker. We've got Wolves hosting Coventry. And if you just want to be lazy and go Premier League versus a lower league side, then think again. Look at these numbers. Here's the numbers. Here's the tale of the tape. Okay, so we've got money line at minus 160. We've got plus 440 for the visitors. The handicap, minus one for Wolves to go through, is minus 102. Team totals, Wolves over 1.5 at minus 140, but Coventry, a minus 150 just to score. Cannot believe that the total of the game is 2.5 and it's minus 128. I think Coventry 100% score here. I think Coventry alive at plus 440. I think the draw is live at plus 275. But I think you stay away from that, because I think this is a game that from kickoff, Coventry are no strangers to scoring early. They score quick and they don't take their foot off the gas. And if there's any complacency in the home side, which I think there won't be because it's such a derby, then I think that we're going to get plenty goals. Now, don't go with the goals of the over 2.5 at minus 128, because both teams to score and over 2.5 is massive. It's like 40 cents more. It's plus 125. Let's have a quick look in the chat here. Ash says, Coventry are a good side. Great minds think alike. Yes, they are good. And you throw in the derby and you throw in that they score goals. And you throw in, even better, is they concede as well. Deepak says, smashing the over at minus 128. I don't see clean sheets here. So if you don't see clean sheets, then don't just smash the over. Do the both teams to score and over at plus 125. Ash says, Coventry plus one. So even if Coventry get beat, it's a push if they only lose by the one goal. Wolves and both teams to score plus 240, says Mitch. It's a really, really good game to kick us off with. Let's have a little look at the official picks here, because there's plenty energy from the visitors. The quality is obviously from the home side, but the home side play with their food. They play with their food here. They will regret it. Wolves versus Coventry, both teams score and over 2.5 at plus 125 is our first pick. Let's move on to game number two. Game number two, Man City versus Newcastle. Man City, for me, are going to absolutely steamroll here, because, again, it's another chance to add silverware, and Newcastle on the road have not been very good at all. Goals, yeah, they score them, but they concede them as well. Very fortunate to get through the last round, Newcastle. At Championship side, Blackburn, I expect Alvarez to come in for Haaland. I would have played Alvarez last week instead of Haaland, to be honest. I just see that with the international break coming up immediately after this, that they're going to be at full strength. Man City at full strength at home against Newcastle. And look at these numbers, because there's many ways to skin this cat and get good value, because we've got minus 1.5 for Man City. At minus 145, Newcastle to win in 90 minutes, a plus 850. I like the Man City team total. I think Man City score three here. If Chelsea can score three in the Premier League, then Man City can definitely score three, and that's at minus 115. Newcastle to score at minus 130. Well, anyone can score on Man City because their defence is not very good. It's just the midfield and movement of their attackers that's so good. So I think Newcastle will come out, have a go, get opened up, and Man City will win this game. And I've gone away from all these numbers because the over 3.5 is minus 105, but I've gone for an anytime goal scorer because I feel as if they're going to score three. If they're going to score three, then I think my selection of Alvarez to score at any time, and by the way, he's plus 160. I expect him to start, expect him to get shots. So for me, I'm like, okay, I'll take the 160. I think he plays near all the game, because obviously he wants to put rest into some of his other stars. And it's just unbelievable value. Mitch is saying Man City team total over 1.5 in the first half is plus 180. Let's hope Alvarez gets the first one for you. 3-1, says John Ho. Correct score. Again, over 2.5 goals at minus 115. Agreed. City could always score freedom sides. Yeah, great odds on him. I think you're talking about Alvarez, Ash. Man City and over 2.5. Man City double chance. Minus 105. Man United double chance. Oh, we're talking about a game that we're going to come to. Mick. No, I'm not too sure about that. But Alvarez, anytime goal scorer, plus 160, is my choice. I think that he will cause them all sorts of problems. He will get two, three, maybe four chances, but he keeps going as well. So Alvarez, anytime goal scorer, plus 160. Man City, over 2.5 goals, also at minus 115, could be a way to go. Let's go on to game number three. I just cannot. Obviously, this is one of the biggest games ever in English fixtures. It's always because it's the rivalry. It's basically Man United versus Liverpool, but that's where it ends. Man United are giving up 19 shots per game, whether they're on or off target. 19 shots. You give Liverpool 9, you are going to get beat, right? So let's just start with that. Liverpool get 9 shots on in this game, they are going to win. Let's have a little look at the numbers, because I think that I've got to pull the brakes, because Liverpool are minus 120. They, on the exchanges, they're getting closer to minus 105. So I think that we're going to be looking and going, how are people complicating this? Liverpool by far the better side. Man United have been getting away with absolutely murder. You can say, oh, it's a rivalry and it's the FA Cup. Liverpool are probably the best side, or one of the two best sides in the whole of Europe, even though they're not in the Champions League. Liverpool minus 145 to score twice. That already tells you that Man United are going to have to score twice, but you're going to get plus 160 on that. Under or over 3 goals? Who cares? I think Liverpool could score 3 on their own, but the over 3 is at minus 115, and that's just a push. Liverpool to win and both teams to score. Liverpool to win and over 2.5. Or, let's not complicate this, just wait and let's see, because all the money at the moment is pushing Liverpool's price towards in our favour. I see Liverpool winning this game. They're almost my banker of any fixture throughout the weekend. Minus 120 with the way they're playing, with the way that their subs are coming on. They're at full strength, and then they've got a break as well. All about Liverpool for me. And when you look at the official picks, I've double dipped. I've gone greedy. I'm not worried about Man United being at home, because I think they're flaky. I don't think they're defensive. I think they're an array. They are all over the place. Disarray is the word I was looking for. So I've gone Man United. I've gone Liverpool, money line, minus 120. And I've gone Liverpool and over 2.5 at plus 150. Just bringing in that 2-0 Liverpool, and then Man United get a consolation, or even Liverpool putting them to the sword and scoring three. Because remember, even when Liverpool have played the younger ones, they've been scoring goals, they've been creating. And Man United, I'll emphasise this again, been giving up 19 shots a game on or off target. Give half that to Liverpool and they're going to score two or three. And two or three will be good enough. Let's have a look. Ashley, unless Paul rotate, they won't rotate, Ash. Because they'll rotate, because they're 5-1 up in Europa League for their Thursday night game. You do not rotate in this fixture unless you're forced to. But then remember, they've got a 10-day, 2-week break, because it's international break. So again, it's one of those where this is just a normal Premier League game with a little bit more on it, because obviously Jurgen Klopp wants to win every game and he wants to win every single trophy. So yeah, -120. -137, Liverpool just to score in the first half. There you go. I see them being like 2-0 up, to be honest. Liverpool Monday night. Everyone is on Liverpool apart from Mick, who said Man United double chance. Get to the back of the class, Mick. That, we don't want none of that negativity. We're all about Liverpool money line, -120. Liverpool and over 2.5, +150. I think it's miles too big. It's all about, come on, Liverpool, do the do. Come on. And then we've got Liverpool and Man City going into the semi-finals. If we've got it right, it would be great if we get Coventry in there as well. But as long as they put up a fight and they score, I fancy we're going to hit that as well. Let's have a little look at the all the best bets. Best bets. Here we go. Wolves, Coventry. Both teams to score on over 2.5. +125. Plus. We like pluses. Okay. Alvarez to score at any time for Man City against Newcastle. I think Man City score 3. So that's +160. Then we're double dipping. Liverpool at Old Trafford. Liverpool money line -120. Liverpool on over 2.5 at +150. I think we're going to go really, really well there. Real quick flash. Match. Alex Classic +111. What? Oh, the Foxes game. Yeah, I had to leave it alone because I didn't know what Leicester were going to turn up. He's talking about Chelsea versus Leicester. Chelsea, I don't know about them neither. I've got to leave them alone because they could go and win 1-2-0. They could get beat 2-0. So just be a little bit careful. And why are you giving me such greed when, look, you've got +125, +160, -120, and +150. But listen, we've got Serie A and La Liga coming up. La Liga was so close to cleaning up last week. Some 13 or 14 units. Only let down by Sevilla conceding a very late equaliser away. God, absolutely gutting for them, boys. For me, I swept. Okay. Just remind you, please subscribe, share this video with anybody that likes their soccer content and also then likes to make money as well. And remember, you're part of that. You are half the reason. Some people, they watch your show just for the chat to see what you certain individuals are tipping up as well. But so please subscribe, ring the bell, which means I'll notify you and never miss any content again. And if you like your odds, your props, your offers and your bonuses, then join BetUS by typing in betustv.com/odds. Okay, listen, love all the support, love it. And yeah, Mitch, too much greed, man. I've seen your belly. Take it easy and put the money in the pockets, not the food in the mouth. From everyone at BetUS, enjoy the FA Cup. It's the quarter final. It's a special competition. You take care.